My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin's scammer Belinda won't throw herself like some stupid bitch. Listen and enjoy.
Yeah. How can I just get out of this shift? How do you want me to end? The girl's going to be back next week.
Look, I got 15 minutes before my shift is over. How do I get out of this gracefully, you know, like, and leave it intact?
That's like you telling me you haven't done this project. You have to work on it. You got to get that. When are you going to get that? When are you going to get? And it's almost like we had, like when we discuss like things that got to be done with the show. You got to get to this. You got to get to that. You got to do this. Got to go. All right. What do you want first, or what are you looking for? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, I'm looking to get an answer out of you. What you're actually looking for first, or you know, we've had it's always been not an argument or anything like that. You know, just pleasant, but. You know, she's trying to get an answer with something to work with.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, when can you get this clip done and when you can get this bit done? All right, now that I know out of all this stuff, all right, I can have this done in a week. I can have this done in 2 weeks. You know, now I'm deciphering what you're looking for. I didn't give you an answer back. It's essentially what she's doing.
What do you mean? So she's saying, I want to, she's like letting him know what she wants
you
and what time?
And you broke my, and you, all right, fine. What do you want? This way she's got something to work, you know. Well, I want this, so she can write it down and go, I thought about what you said last week. And I'm working on the, you know, maybe we could, you know what I'm saying?
Saying? So she
she's
can come back with.
She's mining. Give me a couple of goalposts here that
she's
I can work off of.
You've got a whole bunch to work on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, okay, will it make you happy? Will you trust me again if I put up some pictures
again?
Yeah,
because you just laid down this whole heavy thing, and she's saying that, all right, after all this you just told me, pouring your heart out, give me a couple of bullet points.
Yeah, you know what are the most important things that you need me to do for you to trust me again?
Well, she goes, how do you want me to answer? I go, no.
There you go.
I go, how about honesty for a change? How about you telling me everything, and then let's see where we are? Because I'm about to walk out of this. No boyfriend, no wedding, no friendship. I'm just going to walk unless you can give me a reason not to.
Now, the good thing about it is like, I just, he goes, what do I want? How about everything? And she's like, fuck, I wish I knew what everything was.
Yeah, I know.
Now, boy, that's wrong. Yeah. I'm crying. I don't know what everything is. I have a fucking clue.
She goes, do whatever you want. I won't throw myself like a stupid bitch. I'm not going to decide for you.
What?
That's
I won't,
a dude.
I won't throw myself like
a
stupid bitch.
That's a
guy.
That's a guy.
No
oh, yeah.
woman says
no
that.
No woman would say stupid. As a matter of fact, next to the C-U-N-T word, that stupid bitch is like the biggest one.
No. Really? No, that's not so bad.
You stupid
but...
bitch. What would the word be?
I didn't say you could call me that. That's it.
You didn't say you couldn't.
Yeah. You keep talking, Devin.
Just saying.
Hold on. You keep talking, Devin. I got to throw a bar stool at Joe.
Right. Funny. Good callback. Good girl.
Thank you, Joe. All
right, kids. Can we move on?
Yes.
She goes, do whatever you want. I won't throw myself like a stupid bitch. I'm not going to decide for you.
That's a great line. Jesus Christ. It's such a throwaway, a giveaway.
I go, you won't even fight for us. That much is obvious. What a fool I've been. She goes, haven't I fought enough? I used the little I have to pay for airtime. That's the thing. It's just about the airtime.
Yep.
She goes, do you ask what I eat? How do I get airtime to be online? I go, I'm not the one who says I needed something concrete. I'm not the one who's embarrassed of you. I've worried about you every day. I tried to get you a job with my company, did I not? It would have happened if you were who you said you were.
Oh, jeez.
How is that my fault? I tried to get you a data entry job, but you showed no interest. How is that my fault?
She's going to write lousy porn. Oh, baby. Do me. Really? This is you're not the same person.
You're not the porn person.
I
don't think Belinda was that porn person either, to be honest.
How there's going to be no getting the white inside out with this one.
The white is decidedly staying in.
So she goes, don't know. That was her response. I go, exactly. The truth of the matter is, it is either one of two things. Either you just want money or you do not love me. I sit here on borrowed time, waiting for the knock that ends it all. I sit here worrying about you and your family and your friends. For what? and it is I who does not care. She goes, you only think I need your money. I want you to know I need you in my country to be with me. Good night. Yeah, that might be what happened if I go to the country.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Good night, noise.
And then I go, I want to be with you, a bunch of exclamation points. I'm working on it. You have no idea how close I was until you made my life a shitstorm last week.
Oh.
And she goes, good night. I go, really?
She just ends it there. Good night.
I go, really? You threw a really, huh?
I threw a really.
You threw a
really. Really stupid.
Really, really, really. Good night, really.
I go, really? So that is how it all ends? Tell me what you want. Tell me you want me out of your life, if that is what you want. If not, make me feel a part of your life and love, because this is no good for anybody. This has been going terribly wrong. Do you want me in your life? If so, as what? Pen pal? Friend? Boyfriend? Husband? I need somebody who's open to things. You are closed off. Maybe I'm too much for you to handle. Too loud. Too honest. Too entrenched in American culture. I no longer want to have to try to get things out of you. After all these hours spent together, you either trust me to speak your mind or you don't. And that's where we'll end it.
Oh, wow. Sharu says, no bye.
No bye.
Just good night.
Bye. That's another, you know, there's no bye.
That's gone.
Yeah,
no bye.
The love is gone.
Yeah, that's gone.
I'm kind of sad watching this end.
Any thoughts, kids, before we get out of here?
I just have to say goodnight to Tom.
Well, why is Tom leaving?
He has to get up at 3 a.m.
Oh, suck it up, Buttercup.
They're like, Lisa says, send the friggin' money now!
Lisa was
going to
send the money?
Well, that's just going, money, 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 and then laughing.
But it's not about the money. That's what they think. I just want the money. It's not about the money.
Well, first of all, they agree that stupid bitch Lon was definitely a guy.
Absolutely.
And here comes the money grab. It's like,
how big is your phone?
Yeah, how big is your phone? You know, it's just like, what? What? This person is all over the place. And it's just, do they not know that people can tell the difference between one writer and another?
But people who are in love,
right?
They're not looking for these things. They'll believe whatever bullshit.
They're basing it on moods, switch.
If you're emotionally.
I wasn't myself today.
Yeah.
Isn't that the truth?
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.